Alistair Burns here with Granby Steelers captain Gabe Adam after a 4-1 loss against the White Rock Whalers. Gabe, I want to put this all into perspective, though. What have the Steelers done well so far in these opening months of the season? And also, more importantly, what do you guys need to work on going into January?
You know, it's the first couple months of the season. I think our group's done a really good job just kind of gelling, getting the chemistry going. You know, we worked a lot on our systems early in the season, and I feel like everyone's really getting good looks on all of those. And, you know, just moving forward, I think we gotta make sure we bring a consistent intensity into every game, and that's going to be key heading into playoffs.
What do you like about this team? Can you tell me about specifically what you appreciate about your teammates?
Yeah, I know we got a young group of guys this year, and just, you know, a lot of guys were eager to be out on the ice, eager to get better every day. You know, guys going out on the ice early before practice. You know, as an older guy in the league, I just love to see that, and definitely gives me a little fire coming to the rink, seeing the young guys, you know, willing to improve.
White Rock's Nathan Brand unfortunately did get a hat trick tonight. What do you and the defensive core need to work on coming into this next week?
Yeah, you know, he's a good skilled player, and you know, we always want to try to play tight against the other team's top line, but you know, unfortunately they slipped a couple through us this game. I think just moving forward, we got to really focus on video, you know, just prep for the teams we're playing, and you know, just bring a good intensity for the full 60.
My final question is, we spoke a few weeks ago when you said that Oliver Nottingham, PJHL rookie here, was the unsung hero of the team so far. I'm not asking you to change your answer, but I am asking specifically on the defensive side, out of the other defensemen here, who's been the one that you've been impressed by?
You know, I've been really impressed by Ryan Sullivan. You know, he's come into our group later into the year, and he's been huge for us on the back end, just, you know, filling that hole that we had earlier in the year. And him and Northard, you know, they play big minutes for us, and they're just a great pairing with some great chemistry, and, you know, real excited to watch more of them as the season goes on.